Hello, everyone. You are listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we begin our transportation article on page 26. And in the studio with me to help discuss this article, I have two panelists. First, welcome Hazel.
Hi, everybody.
Hazel, you like to ride bikes, right?
I do. I haven't ridden as much recently, but I do enjoy biking.
Okay. Have you ever been on an e-bike?
Well, yeah, I think I was, just for a very short distance, just for a few feet to try it out.
That was enough for you. And
no, it was kind of fun, but I didn't rent it. Someone else did, so I had to give it back.
Okay. I gotcha. And we also have Zach. Welcome, Zach.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Do you like to ride bikes, Zach?
I do like bikes. I've not gotten the chance to try an e-bike, though. Hopefully I'll get persuaded in this article.
Well, we're all learning about it together then. I don't think I've ever been on an e-bike, but after learning more about it through research, they do look like a good way to get around town. And this is a transportation article, so let's just open up the discussion about transportation in general. Hazel, how do you like to get around town?
Different ways. In Taipei, sometimes I take the MRT, sometimes I take the bus. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have a bicycle, sometimes I walk, sometimes I have a little kick scooter.
Okay.
So, it's got two wheels, like a skateboard with two wheels, but it does have a handle that comes up so you can have handlebars.
Okay.
And you use your own energy. You have to kick it every once in a while.
Kick the street so that it
pushes you ahead.
Well, sounds like you like variety.
It does sound like it. I just think I like to add stuff to my collection.
Yeah. There you go. Zach, how do you like to get around?
Yep, different ways for different places. But I think the most convenient way that I've found is probably my scooter, 125 bike.
Yeah. It's very convenient, right?
Very convenient, probably the cheapest route. So for those reasons,
yeah. And I think it depends on what time of day you're out on the roads.
Very true, right.
Because the other day I took an Uber, and it was not very fast because it was rush hour. I think it would have been faster for where I was going to take the subway. So it really depends on how many traffic lights there are and all sorts of things. But, there are many convenient ways to get around the city where we live here in Taipei. And so take your pick. And maybe many of you listeners are trying out e-bikes, or maybe you're thinking about it. Well, I hope that after reading this article that you will find it to be informative and you can make a better decision. We are on page 26, so if you have your article or your magazine, please open it up to that page, or you can also follow along on your digital device as we have our first reading for today.
E-bikes you should know about. Four new bicycles that will make cycling more fun. In the same way that fitness watches are getting smarter by the second, bikes are getting a high-tech boost too. E-bikes are bicycles that feature a discrete pedal assist technology, which adds power only when you turn the pedals over and when you need it most. Think climbing up a steep hill or riding into a strong headwind. And although it may seem confusing to mess with the simplicity of a bicycle, e-bikes are actually the perfect fit for a variety of circumstances, including living in a hilly area, looking for a greener transportation alternative, or just to make riding a bike a lot less intimidating and a lot more fun.
Okay, so the title of our article is E-Bikes You Should Know About, Four New Bicycles That Will Make Cycling More Fun. That's the title, plus our deck there. We are looking at four different bikes, highlighting those, and they have different prices as well, which we can discuss later. So how do they open up here, Hazel?
Well, it's talking about how fitness watches are getting smarter. They can do more things to help you want to exercise more and keep track of your exercise goals.
Okay, and that's things like a Fitbit. Many people have those, and those are high-tech. And we see, Zach, here that bikes are getting a high-tech boost.
Mm-hmm. Right, and there's a newer technology being featured on these, which is a pedal assist technology. Mm-hmm. So when you pedal a bike, it seems like there's this technology, which they're calling pedal assist, that will add power when you turn the pedals, and when you go along, you'll probably go faster.
Right, and they describe it as discrete, a discrete mm-hmm. pedal assist technology. Discrete meaning it's not very noticeable. And discrete can also mean it's kind of like a secret. I don't think they're trying to make this a secret, but it's just not very noticeable, which is better for the look of the bike.
And it could mean, too, that changing over to use that power is pretty discreet.
Mm.
Maybe when you're riding along, you just flip those pedals over. It's not noticeable.
That's
and
right.
It's very easy to do, and you can continue without getting off the bike or changing gears or anything.
And some of these electric bikes are completely electric, meaning that you use a throttle similar to like a scooter, right? And so mm-hmm. you just use that instead of the pedals. Not that you may use the pedals as well, but it has nothing to do with making the bike, using the electric part of the bike. You actually use the throttle.
Right. So there are these different variations for bikes, e-bikes, that some you'll use some of your own human strength and your own power and your own ability to pedal, while, like you said, others are completely electric. You'll rely there on the throttle. No really human energy would be needed.
And you won't get much exercise.
Right.
That way either.
So pros and cons depending on what you're going for.
Yes. All right, so this pedal assist technology, it does add power only when you turn the pedals over and when you need it most. So they give you an example here when you're climbing up a steep hill, and I definitely would need it in that situation.
Me too. I don't like going up hills on a bicycle. I've done it, but it's not much fun, but it is great exercise.
It is. I did that once a few years ago. I was in some sort of competition, and I was biking up a steep hill, and I felt like I was going nowhere. So I wish I would have had this technology, but that would not have been fair for the competition, of course. Well, it talks about climbing up a steep hill or riding into a strong headwind, and headwind is what?
Headwind, right, would be the wind that you'd be facing head-on. So kind of if you'd imagine going one direction and it's going in the opposite direction,
right.
causing a lot of resistance.
That's right. Okay. Well, although it may seem confusing to mess with the simplicity of a bicycle, e-bikes are kind of a hit, we see here. So when they're talking about this, Hazel, people have been riding bikes forever, and it takes you kind of back to your childhood, and you kind of have this nostalgic thing going on, and people may say, well, why do you mess with something? It's so simple. It's fine the way it is.
Well, bicycles are getting better and better. Even some of the simple ones are getting better and better. But it's not messing with it a lot. It's still a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, you can go at a slow speed and yet see the scenery and yet get somewhere. But I noticed, too, that there are bikes now coming back that don't have any gears. They're just, mm-hmm. You know, what you pedal is how far you go. And
mm-hmm.
So some people want the simplicity of a simple bike back. But this takes you in the direction that I think is a good direction, because sometimes we think, I'm going a little bit too far to bike,
mm-hmm.
or it's a little bit hilly, so I would rather not take my bike.
Right.
But here's a great option. You can still get the exercise, and when you need that extra boost, it's there for you.
Yeah, it does. It gives you another option. You don't have to get any bike. You can still choose the other bikes, but maybe this is a better fit for you. And they give some examples here. Maybe you live in a hilly area, or you're looking for greener transportation.
Right. Speaking of other options, you know, for those that are looking for a more environment-friendly option, this is a great choice. E-bikes offer people who maybe usually drive their cars to work or are using a gasoline kind of transportation that, yeah, they could try and opt out for an electric bike and help to save the environment on their commute to work.
Right. And so they are also, and it makes riding a bike a lot less intimidating
mm-hmm.
and a lot more fun. Now, why would riding a bike be intimidating?
Well, like I said before, maybe you're going uphill or you just haven't ridden in a while.
That's intimidating.
You just don't know if you can make the trip. And so that's intimidating. And so with this bike, it's more fun. And you don't have to feel that you can't do it, because there's always that backup if you don't have enough energy.
Yeah, and if you're intimidated by something, maybe you're nervous or frightened by something. And so this bike helps you get over some of that. Well, we have more to learn about e-bikes, so let's go to our next reading for today.
People want to experience the freedom of riding a bike, says James Lalonde, senior brand manager for Cannondale. There's that nostalgic feeling that kicks in whenever you're on one, that feeling you got when you started riding as a kid. Plus, the e-bike offers more confidence. You can go further, and it's easier to go over hills than on a pedal bike. It's true. We've watched everyone, from newbie riders to old pros, get on these things and actually hoop with excitement. No exaggeration. Now that e-bikes are becoming more accessible, you should definitely know about these four models.
All right, so it is very freeing to just get on your bike and go wherever you would like. And that's what we learn here from the senior brand manager for Cannondale. And so people, of course, they want to continue to experience this freedom. And then we have this word nostalgic here, Zach. I mentioned that earlier. What does that term mean?
So the term nostalgic, you'd think of something from the past, something that reminds you of something. For instance, I feel nostalgic every time I get on a bicycle, because it kind of takes me back to my childhood and riding around on my first bike. But you can feel nostalgic on just about anything. Mm-hmm. Often it's music or movies or anything that kind of takes you back.
Yes, and it takes you back to something good. Mm-hmm. It's a happy thought. And maybe you wish that would never have changed, in a sense. And so you can be very nostalgic for various reasons, as Zach mentioned. So there's that nostalgic feeling that kicks in whenever you're on one. So you get on one, maybe you haven't been on a bike in a long time, and that nostalgic feeling kind of kicks in.
It kind of starts up. It begins. So you go back to a time when you enjoy riding a bike, and it brings back those memories. They all kick in.
And here it says the e-bike can actually offer confidence. Why do you think it would offer confidence?
Well, I think for people who've tried bikes and it's a little bit more difficult, maybe they're going far distances or they're riding up hills, all of a sudden they feel the same two wheels, but now they're able to take that hill, or they're able to get to where they're going with a lot more ease.
That's right. So they're going up that steep hill and they can make it very easily because of the pedal assist technology, or maybe it's completely electric using the throttle. Well, so you can go further, and it's easier to go over hills than on a pedal bike, as we explained. So that kind of is nice, that a lot of people, maybe they wouldn't ordinarily ride a bike, but maybe they would try an e-bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says that we've watched everyone from newbie riders to old pros get on these bikes, and they get pretty excited, don't they?
It says they whoop it up. Yahoo! They have a good time. So when you whoop something up, it means you're excited, you have a good time, you make the best of it. And it's true. Everyone from newbie, a new person that hasn't really ridden a bike before or not much, to old pros, people who are used to riding bicycles, they all seem to enjoy the thrill of riding these bicycles. It says without exaggeration, so whooping it up, they're not exaggerating when they say that.
So they truly are excited about these bikes. Well, now that e-bikes are becoming more accessible, you should definitely know about these four models. So we are going to take a look at one model today and the other three tomorrow. These are just highlighting four. There are others that you can check out, of course, but maybe these four would be of interest to you, and they vary in price, and so maybe there's something for everyone.
And we naturally should probably start with the cheaper of the options, right?
Yes, that's right. It's good to start cheap and then go up, right? So that's what we're going to do with our first bike. Let's find out what that is in our last reading for today.
Best for a tight budget. Schwinn Monroe 250. Not interested in breaking the bank? Try Schwinn's Monroe 250. It's an urban rider with a single speed, but there are 5 levels of battery assist. So if pedaling gets tough, you can add an extra boost. It's great for zipping across town or around campus. It lasts up to 50 miles and requires a 5-hour battery charge from zero. Plug it in before bed, and you're golden in the morning.
Well, if you are on a tight budget, this first bike could be for you. What is the name of this bike, Zach?
So we're looking at the Schwinn Monroe 250.
Okay, and Hazel, if I say I'm on a really tight budget, does that mean I have lots of money to spend or what?
It means you don't have much. A tight budget means you have very little to spend. You're being very careful with your money.
That's right. And so if that's you, well, take a look at this bike. And it says here, not interested in breaking the bank. Breaking the bank, if you break the bank, I would think the money would come out and that would be a good thing. What does it mean to break the bank?
Yeah, but it says if you're not interested in breaking the bank, which would be to empty your savings or to kind of crack the piggy bank and it were to, you know, have to spend all your change. But in fact, you want to save your money, right?
Yeah.
And so if you're not interested in breaking the bank or spending all of your money, which that sounds pretty good to me, this bike would be for you.
All right. So we are talking about Schwinn's Monroe 250, and it's an urban rider. And when we talk about the word urban, we're referring to a city. Right, so if you live in the city, this is possibly a good bike for you, and it's a single speed. But there are different levels of battery assist, right, Hazel?
Yes, so if you don't use the battery assist, you can only go one speed, only one gear, is what that means. And so, but if you do decide to use the battery pack, the assist, there's more. There's 5 levels of battery assist. So if you get in any trouble at all and you can't make it, just turn those pedals around and when the pedaling gets tough and you've got some assistance.
That's right. It gives you an extra boost and it's great for getting around town, isn't it?
Right. It zips around town and or wherever you are, campus, as it mentions. And it being a single speed makes sense for being an urban rider because in general, you're kind of going the same speed for the most part within a city. At least you're not expecting any major hills. You're not going for these long, long distances where you'd have to change speeds. But you're kind of dealing with traffic or taking corners. And so you would only need that single speed.
Okay, this bike was actually kind of designed for young professionals and students. Those were the people in mind when they were making this bike. And so that's something to think about if you are a student listening. And if you're wondering how much it costs, any guesses, panelists?
Is it more or less than 1,000 U.S.?
It is more than 1,000 U.S.
If it is, I couldn't imagine it being too much more.
You're right. It's $1,200, so just a bit more than $1,000. Kind of pricey for a student.
Yeah, especially but, when it's not supposed to break the bank.
Yeah, that's right. But compared to the other bikes that we will be talking about later, this is the cheapest option of these 4. So that's the price. But what about charging it? What do they say about that?
Right. Well, it seems that it requires a 5-hour battery charge from zero. And I think that this is like right in the middle of what you can expect out of a battery life for an e-bike. The high quality batteries tend to be between 2 and 4 hours to fully charge, where maybe a cheaper battery takes around 6 or 8 hours. So this is kind of right there in the middle.
Okay. So you plug it in before you go to sleep and you're golden in the morning.
As long as you're getting 5 hours of sleep, which
exactly.
you should.
I was thinking that too.
Well, I hope so. What does it mean to be golden in this sense, Hazel?
Well, it means that you are going to be okay. You're mm-hmm. starting out with an advantage. And this is the first time I've heard golden used that way.
Yeah.
So I've kind of, you know, I can read it in context and figure out that's what it means, because golden is good, right? When something is golden,
oftentimes
like it,
we
it
hear about
out.
A golden opportunity,
right.
for example.
Right.
But you mentioned something that's really important in the context. And when we're reading, oftentimes we may be reading something. We don't really know the meaning of a word, but we look at the context. And so maybe sometimes you can be overwhelmed by all the new words. Well, just look at the context and see if you can get some clues there to help you know the meaning of the word, the general meaning at least, and that way you can understand the general ideas of the topic. And, you know, sometimes I have people come up to me and say, you know, it's difficult to read advanced and it can be very challenging, but you don't have to understand every single thing at one time. You can get the general idea of the passage and learn a few words along the way and just enjoy the process and not get bogged down by every single word. Otherwise, it can become frustrating.
And that's why we have our vocabulary focus, right?
Yes.
That we're going to focus on these words today.
Right.
We're not going to stray out. We're not going to try to get every single word. That's setting yourself up for a headache, I think. But no, we have these vocabulary focus words, or if you want more of a challenge, our specialized terms that give you a little deeper insight into more of the context of the article.
Yes, if you're in this trade, those specialized terms may be important to you, but for the general population, they may just be interesting to know as you're reading the topic.
Well, I have a little story about an e-bike. Would you
sure.
like to hear
it? I would love to hear
we
it.
We have a little bit of time. I went to Geelong with some friends, and we were renting bicycles, and they said, do you want an e-bicycle? It's like, no, why would I need an e-bike? I know you go through the tunnel and it's not that far and mm-hmm. then you come back. And so they said, are you sure? I was like, no problem. So I got a regular bike and they got the e-bikes. And so they went through the tunnel and we did that and no problem. And then they said, oh, let's go way around the tip. You know, it'll only take a few minutes, 20
Uh-oh.
Minutes.
I think I know where this story's going.
Oh, my goodness. So maybe 50 minutes later, we get to a sign that says 1 more hour. And I was so tired. It was so hot.
Yeah.
And I just said, let's turn around and go back. I can't make
man.
It. I can't make it. So you never know. An e-bike, if you have a choice, maybe you better get the e-bike or know exactly what the destination is before
you
start
out. Could be a lifesaver.
Yeah, yes. So anyway, it's just a story. It was kind of funny at the time. Well, it's funny now. At the time, it wasn't. It was
so
hot
funny.
And tiring.
Not in the heat, yeah.
Yeah. Also, for those of you that aren't trying to break the bank, something you could consider is going to a local bike shop where maybe someone's traded in an old e-bike or whatever the case may be, and you can try to get it at a discount. Or if you're unsure of making the investment right away, it says here on our sidebar, you could consider demoing an e-bike, get a feel, and just make sure you ask your local bike shop owner questions and trying to find that right e-bike for you, that you're not overspending for purposes that aren't really of importance to you.
And the pro tip here is if they won't let you demo one, don't buy there.
Right.
That's probably good advice. I like the title of this sidebar. It says, in the market to buy. So if you're in the market to buy something, what does that say about you?
Well, you're interested. You want to buy something. You're in the market.
Right. You're ready to buy. You're looking and you're hoping to make a purchase. So if you're in the market for one, you can check at your local bike shop to see if you can demo one there.
And obviously, you can also go online. It says after each bike, schwinnbikes.com or these different websites, and maybe they have different offers or specials going on seasonally.
That's right.
And a lot of bikes are made in Asia. So if you happen to live in Asia, there's a variety of other brands, too, that you can check out.
All right. Well, there's a lot that we have learned today, and we've also learned some good words. Zach, can you choose one word from today that you would like to review?
Well, I like this word kicks in. When something kicks in, it starts, it begins, or it comes back, if we're talking about something like nostalgic feelings, which we also discussed. So this is a good word. It's a little bit informal, I think, right?
Mm-hmm,
if you were to say, oh, such and such, it just kicked in. So that's a fun, casual word that you could use in conversation.
Good. And Hazel?
Sometimes we drink coffee and we say, yeah. Oh, my coffee just kicked in.
Just
I'm
kicked
starting
in.
To wake up.
Sometimes you're waiting for the coffee to kick in.
All right. Well, I'm going to choose a word that you mentioned when you said don't get bogged down. So it's not really in the lesson. But when you're bogged down, it means you're trying to do too much and you can't go anymore because you're just trying to do too much. Like you're stuck in the mud or something.
Yeah, and you're kind of overwhelmed.
So I liked it when you said don't worry about all the vocabulary because that can drag you down. You can get bogged down, but just enjoy what you understand, and little by little, your vocabulary will improve.
Yeah, and all those words can be intimidating. We talked about that word earlier today in line 13. And so if something is intimidating, it can be kind of frightening, and you can be nervous about it. Maybe you are going to give a speech, and that is definitely intimidating. You can be intimidated by that task. Many people would rather die than give a speech. So anyways, that can definitely be intimidating. Well, we hope that you don't find today's article to be intimidating and that you have enjoyed learning more about e-bikes. But we've actually only reviewed one bike so far. So we have more bikes tomorrow, three, in fact, to take a look at. So we hope you will join us for day two of our transportation article. And I hope our panelists will come back. Will you be back tomorrow?
Okay.
We'll see you there.
All right. Well, until tomorrow, this is Brandon.
Zach.
Hazel.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.